Shalom v'vracha. We are continuing through David Melech's wonderful mizmor, Hashem roi lo yechso, describing his life, that he was felt Hashem is his shepherd, he's totally in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We mentioned many times the way that one builds that feeling that I'm always in the hands of the of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is based on past experiences. Being bespoken and paying attention to the fact how much Hashem was with us in the past, whether it be in our own lives, the mere fact that we were born, which is such an amazing thing, starting from just one cell, developing into a full human being, and Baruch Hashem, healthy human being. So many trillions of things have to happen exactly the way they came out, with such precision. If one joint is slightly off, one nerve is off, it could cause pain that person can't even live with. Kal v'chomer, all the other evrim that we have, the hearts and the lungs, the brain, etc., etc. And throughout life, Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave us everything we needed. And more than that, looking at the larger picture, the longer scale, from the beginning of Klal Yisrael to this very day. And that's how David HaMelech himself in this mizmor describes. We just mentioned yesterday, going in the gates El Moves, even in the times of darkness, close to death, or even death itself, Ato Imodi, Hashem is with me. Pasuk of Tach Lefanei Shulchan Neged Tzoyroi V'Shanti B'Shem and Reishi Koisi Revoya. Tzad HaMelech is mentioning three things. A special table that Hashem will set up for him. He will have food which is deshen, choicest food, delicious food, and koisi revoya, his cup overflowing with wine. Chazal b'met say this also, explain to us also that this is referring to two different things. The Gemara Numa says, Tag lefon ishulcha neged tzoyroi, it's talking about the time of the mon. At the time of the mon was piled up very high to the point that all the umas ha'olam could see it. And they saw the special hashgach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was given Klal Yisrael. The nations that looked at Klal Yisrael as being the slave nation of Mitzrayim now saw that we're the nation that Hashem miraculously sustains with Amon. The other midrashim had other psukim over here in the beginning of the mizmor. They also say Binis Deshi Yabitzeni is referring also to the Amon. Amen Menuchas is referring to the Be'er Shel Miriam. But like we're saying, David HaMelech is mentioning that the fact that I remember, I'm paying attention to those amazing events, how Hashem showed me and the whole world that He's supernaturally sustaining Klal Yisrael. That shows a special kesher between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Hashem's desire to take care of us even in ways that the laws of nature cannot. In the desert, we were there for 40 years. And even at the time we were in the desert, it was a time, Betzim was a punishment. But we see that even the time of punishment, Hashem is Imodi. Like we said in the previous pasuk, Shifto Mishantecho. Even the time there's a shavit, there's hard situations, and we're all going through a hard situation. But that Mishan, that support, is at the same time. It's not just two different times. Whenever there's a tzar for Klal Yisrael, together with that, a special Hashgocho for Klal Yisrael. We're in the Midbar, and we're getting the punishment for the Chet HaMeraglim, but together with that, we had the Ananei Kavod, we had the Mon, we had the water from the Be'er Miriam. So that gives us that chizuk, that even when we're in a time of also, of Golis, has to upon him to a certain degree, but Hashem is with us, the mission, the support is with us. And we see there's so much hashgacha that is happening within the situation. Everybody hears different stories, which we don't have to say each one. But we see that, Baruch Hashem, Hashem is watching over us, even though we have to go through this. Another point that strengthens our bitachon always is, we build it from the past, but the thing that keeps us strong is the future. That we know that we're going to that glorious future of Klal Yisrael. Just like Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and gave us that special hashgacha of the Mon Anani HaKovid, etc. The same pasuk over here that we're saying is Tarlefon Shulchan Eged Tzoyrei. There's another Gemara in Pesachim that says that Lasad Lova Hashem is going to make a Suda, and the others are going to be there, and Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be there, and it's going to come the time for Birchas Hamazon, and each one's going to say why he's not the one who is worthy of saying the Birchas Hamazon. Avraham Avinu says that Yishmol came out of me. Yitzchak says that Esav came out of him. Moshe Rabbeinu says he wasn't able to come in Eretz Yisrael, etc. Till David HaMelech says, I'm the one who's right to bring the drink, the Koishel Bracha, like it says, Koish Yeshua's Eso. David HaMelech is saying that he was Bemet Zoicha to have everything mentioned in the Birchas Hamazon. The Mefarshim explain, he was Zoicha to the Mazon itself, and to come into Eretz Yisrael, the second Bracha, and to have the Torah and the Bris, and start the building of the Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech was the one who was involved in Kulei Toiv. He was pure. Kamavan, he was the sum total of those who came before him. But that's what David HaMelech represents. He's the sum total of all the others, plus his chelik of the Malchus, Beis David. And he says, I'm the one who deserves to say it, because by me it says, Koish Yeshua's Esau. We mentioned before that David HaMelech was always focusing on the Koish of Yeshua. Yeshua comes after a Tzara. And David HaMelech went through Tzara after Tzara more than anybody else. But every time, when he went through the Tzara, he didn't let him break him. Ato Yimodi, Hashem is with me. And he's looking forward to the Yeshua. And when the Yeshua came, Koish Yeshua's Esau, he lifted up time and again. The Yidah, Hashem Sali Mitzudosi, Faltili, 10 different terms that David HaMelech said of his praise to the fact that Hashem saves him in every situation. He was always focusing on the fact that Hashem saves him. Koidim L'maisa, before it happened, he was looking forward, and he knew that eventually there will be the salvation. And when it happened, he was Moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That gives the schus lovet lovoi and the suda tagle von der shulchan, the second suda. There was a suda a yitzias mitzrayim. There's going to be a suda of the yitzias from this golas, and he's going to bring up the kois kois yirevoyu. My big kois is overflowing with wine of shira tishbolas takodesh bohu, because I in my own life lived in such a fashion. Even in the times of darkness, I knew Hashem is with me, and I looked forward to the Yeshua. We should all be zeicher to take this as a chizik for ourselves, each one in the situations we're going through in our lives. Yitz Hashem says that Klal Yisrael has to be mevakish for David HaMelech to come back, the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. And when we mevakish for David HaMelech, remind ourselves, we want to be in this bechina like David HaMelech. Appreciate our closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take advantage of the fact that we're close. Be mispalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, following his ways of Torah v'chesed. Yitz Hashem, we should soon be able to also uplift the coast of Koish Yeshua's Esa for all of Klal Yisrael.